Well, we conducted an investigation in some haunted caverns in Kingsport, Tennessee, back in June. And, of course, we've gotten some interesting results with the Paranormal PC, and I'll get around to that at some point. But we also have been toying around with LCD shutter glasses. Now, a lot of people wonder why we are able to photograph things that are otherwise invisible to the naked eye, but show up clearly on camera, and I think a lot of it has to do with the shutter speed. For example, you know, you have a fan on, the blades are spinning so quickly you can't see them with the naked eye, but a camera with the high shutter speed can isolate them, and so you're able to see those high oscillations. So we've been taking these LCD shutter glasses, which have these glass panels that are able to basically flicker, you know, black and clear at whatever rate you program them to flicker through a laptop program. And so you can go to some place where paranormal phenomena has been reported, put the glasses on, hook them into the laptop, and then you type in whatever frequency you want to see, and, well, you'll be able to look around and view your environment in real time at that frequency.
That's incredible.
So, well, you know, it's fascinating to think we might be able to produce something you could call ghost glasses or something like that. So we were in these caverns in East Tennessee that for years were used as a Civil War hospital back in, you know, between 1861 and 65. And prior to that, they were sacred for Native Americans. A lot of mystical ceremonies were held there. You know, caves usually have a vast and mysterious history because most people go there to do secret things. So we were in these caves, and just weeks before we went to them, and they are called the Appalachian Caverns, a woman came just scrambling, running, almost had a heart attack, you know, just flying out of the caves because she was in the pitch blackness and something screamed, I mean, let loose this shriek right next to her. And you know, she would never go back in, and so we were really interested in, you know, that particular area. So we got there, we set up these special strobe glasses. And from there, it just became trial and error because, I mean, you can go through an infinite range of frequencies.
Right.
And I guess we were lucky that particular day because Chris McCullum, who is a member of my team, Lemur, he hit the frequency, and this is the first time I've ever said this on national radio, so I'm hoping a lot of experimenters will listen very carefully. We hit the frequency of 100.11 hertz. And as soon as he got 100.11 hertz, he was able to look around the cavern and see these glowing, misty forms zipping around from left to right that were otherwise invisible. Now, he was so excited that he started getting the attention of other people, and by the time the day was over, probably half a dozen people had been fortunate enough to put the glasses on at 100.11 hertz and see various anomalies, some of them orb-like, some of them misty, but these abstract sort of luminous forms moving around the caverns. So we're certainly excited to have isolated this particular frequency, and I don't know what the ultimate significance is, but we are now going to haunted places using these glasses at 100.11 hertz and still experimenting with other frequency ranges to see if we can finally create some device that you can go to a haunted place and use that will allow you to see what otherwise you would never perceive.
And isn't this interesting, Joshua? 1.11, this 111, 1111, we see all the time.
You know, there is some, well, obviously everything in life, everything in nature can be reduced to and represented by numbers. I mean, there is some mathematical equation there that can explain just about everything. And in fact, as I'm sure you know, just recently, a group of scientists at Oxford, led by Dr. David Deutsch, proved mathematically for the first time that there are parallel universes, that we do live within a multiverse. And when you consider that, you know, we have the mathematical proof for that, I don't know exactly what these numbers may mean when related to that. I mean, there are cosmologists and physicists far more intelligent than I who can probably put those pieces together. But indeed, these patterns do continue to become present when we go to these places where people are experiencing something that is unusual.